Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jolene Smith. Good morning to you, Jolene.
Good morning, LaVon.
And I said to you as you came in, I think you're wearing two hats today. One for Parks and Rec and one for Royal Neighbors. So tell us what's happening.
Yes, I am. The Royal Neighbors do a Difference Maker project. This is a quarterly thing that they just started last year. This is the second year for it. And you never know if they're going to do it another year, but one of our projects this time is the movies in the park with the Park and Rec, and we are going to serve hot dogs, chips, cookies, and drink for a free will donation. This will be Friday, a week from today, July 7th, at the Kitty Corral out in Sunnyside Park. And all donations will go for items for the Atlantic parks, like benches, picnic tables, playground equipment, trees, the little stuff that our Vision Iowa grant is doing, the big stuff. We're doing the little stuff.
Well, and that's good to give people that opportunity to do that. And I wanted to comment, you know, right now we're hearing all the things we could do for 4th of July, but let's look beyond that. Be sure to put on your calendar this event because the fun doesn't stop at 4th of July. Friday nights are a big deal in the park.
Yes, they are. Seth, our Park and Recs director, is having the movie Despicable Me. It starts at 8:15. We're going to start serving our hot dogs and chips at 6:30. There's going to be plenty of things for the kids and adults to do. The park has a lot of lawn games that will be set up. The library will be there. The school one-room schoolhouse will be open. And the dog shelter. We hope we'll have a little puppy dog or something that the kids can pet or whatever.
Yeah, I always tell people, if you want to draw a crowd, well, a baby would work. But, yeah. but a baby puppy would be next in line. Yeah. If you want to draw people, everybody coming ooh and ah.
Yeah, we'll go for the puppy, not the baby.
Yes. So lots of things, as you say, for almost everybody to come and see. Jolene, have you visited the schoolhouse lately?
I was there at the block party, and it's very interesting. I never went to a one-room schoolhouse, but my husband did, so he was very interested looking around and seeing the different things and all the things that people in Atlantic have donated to it. It's really nice.
And I just want to commend people who do that, and of course I'm involved with a couple of projects where we want people to do that. But, you know, if you hand it on to your kids, and they hand it on to their kids, that's great. By then, they don't know, and I'm sorry to say, a lot of times they don't care, and they're cleaning out the house. So why not give it now and know that it's going to be kept?
Yes, that would be very nice, because the Lions Club has given the house to the Park and Rec, but they still are maintaining it. They're going to put new siding on it and keep it up. So being with the Park and Rec, we want to keep all of our parks up, keep everything nice, and want to be known as one of the towns with the most beautiful parks in it. And I think we're getting there.
I think you are. I look around and I see people mowing and, you know, taking care of things. And Produce in the Park, which is in the city park, always is in great shape when we come there. And we're so fortunate. I don't think people really appreciate how some towns don't take care of any of those things.
Yeah, they don't. And you have such a nice shade canopy with those trees.
Yes,
it is just gorgeous down there. And there's always a nice breeze coming through there. Yes, our parks are very pretty. And we're very proud of the Park and Rec staff. We have people that all they do all summer is mow, because we have so much. There's 13 parks that they have to keep up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And some of them are pretty, pretty big, like Shelburgh's. It's really big.
And then there are those little parks that I think sometimes people really don't even realize. Is it Cedar Street?
There's Park? Cedar Park, Millette Park, Pellet Park, all the entryways to the town with the little Atlantic sign on, they mow those. I know I'm missing some, but there's a lot of little parks.
Yes, but, and so that's, you know, it's a green space. And we in Iowa and other Midwest states do not appreciate the green space, I think. This is sort of getting off topic, but I visited Hong Kong one time, and the only green space I could find was probably no bigger than the lot that KJN is on, you know, and everything else is tall buildings. And we have all of these green spaces that we just sort of take for granted.
Yeah, I went to Arizona one time, and I had to laugh because their lawns were rocks, but they were painted green.
Yeah. they wanted green stuff too. So very good. So schoolhouse will be open, and then there at the where you're going to be, you have all the new children's equipment.
Yes, we redid the Kitty Corral shelter, which I think the Young Professionals helped do that. And it was so good to have their help and get it all redone. We've done the Camlins. We've done the East one. A shelter has been donated up the hill from the band shelter. We have two in the center yet to redo. The Girl Scouts repainted the band shelter. The Boy Scouts have done so much out there for us. We just appreciate everything they have done.
So if mentioning shelters, if somebody's going to have a family reunion or whatever event, do they need to register and say we want to use those on a certain date?
They need to go online and reserve the ones that are up now. The new one that's going to be there is in memory of Joan Harlan, and it will just be first come, first serve. It'll be a real small one, but the rest of them do need to be reserved,
okay.
Yes.
So and plan you, ahead.
Yeah, go online and do that, very simple.
Okay, and when you say online, is it just, what is the best way to do that? Go to Cass County, Iowa, or Atlantic, Iowa?
Atlantic, Iowa, and then Park and Rec.
Okay.
Or you can go straight to Google Park and Rec.
Okay.
You can go straight
Atlantic
from there.
Park and Rec. Yeah. Okay, very good. That's pretty easy to do.
Yes,
so
it
remember
is.
To do that. So let's talk a little bit about, you said, we've talked about it's at the park and the benefits go to the park, but let's talk a little bit about Royal Neighbors and why you're doing this.
We are a fraternal life insurance company, and we do community service projects. And the Difference Maker, as I said, just started last year. And we have done pillowcases for Heads at Ease, which is sent to the military, which we got a very touching letter from a Lieutenant Colonel. And we did New Mom's Gifts, which each new mom out at Cass County Hospital gets a little sack of things. We did an appreciation luncheon for the Fire Department, Police Department, Sheriff Department and Comm Center, and then we have provided batting for homeless quilts. This quarter, we thought maybe we'd do a fundraiser and see how that went, so Seth suggested we do it with the movies in the park next Friday, July 7th.
Okay, and so is there a price on this, or is it free will?
The
hot dogs
and that is a free will donation that goes towards park equipment.
Okay.
And we do get seed money to do this, but none of this can go towards our fundraising project. Mm-hmm. It all has to come in from donations.
You are just a busy group, always something going on. And someday we need to, we've talked about the pillowcases,
yes.
But we need to come back and talk about those again, because what's the number? What have you made? How many?
Over 1,000, and we started in 2013, wow. July. It'll
yeah.
be our fourth wow. anniversary the next month.
And so I know you can all use fabric and so on, so we mm-hmm. need to talk more about that sometime. Mm-hmm. And I know, I think you've gotten other responses from people who've received those.
Oh, yeah, we get responses all the time, but it just kind of was hit home when this Lieutenant Colonel had emailed us back, and he grew up in Essex, Iowa.
What a tie. I'm sure it surprised you, and it's great to...
It did, and he said he told everybody in his company that these pillowcases were homemade from his hometown of Iowa.
Yes, that's great. So. And that's kind of your pay for the work you do.
Yes, it is. It's very touching.
Yes,
to get these
very good.
Thank you notes.
So back to the park
yes.
next Friday, and what time does that start?
We're starting to serve our hot dogs and that at 6:30, and there will be plenty of games, plenty of things for you to do before the movie starts. So come out and grab a hot dog and chips and cookies, and give us a small, large, whatever donation you'd like. We will have the new pool concept set up, and there'll be somebody there to explain them to you, and you can leave your comment. We will have a display about what's going on at Shelburgs, and you can comment on that too, because these are your parks and your pools, so we need your comments, not just the board doing this or that or a committee doing it. We need the people of Atlantic to tell us we like this, we don't like this.
Okay. Just a really quick, pretty soon it's going to be a time to re-elect or to elect new board members. We need to talk about that again sometime, too, because that is an elected position.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
The people elect us, so we need to hear from you to know what you want done to these parks. And
right. So put on your calendar, on next Friday to be at the Sunnyside Park.
At Kitty Corral at 6:30. You can get your hot dogs and your meal, and kids can play and adults can play, because I think we'll have croquet and horseshoes and everything else, and then come up and watch the movie.
So
the movie is Despicable Me.
Yeah, I think that's a favorite of kids.
So, yeah, it's a kids movie, definitely.
But it's fun for everybody. So, okay, thank you so much, Jolene Smith, for visiting with us today. And from Abraham Lincoln, those who deny freedom to others deserve it not for themselves.